The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Freaking First Cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round three recap for this week's Zurich Classic. Joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Hey, Greg.
What's going on, boys? Rick, Josh is with us as well.
He's here too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why I introduced that way, even though it was a mistake, but Rick, great to be here. Excited to talk a little bit of two-man team golf event. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Some low scores today.
Before we get to that, I just had something happen that I want to get your thoughts on. So I have my iPhone here on the desk. Okay. So I plugged it in to charge. But then I also placed it on a wireless charger. So like it's laying flat. That should like double it. I should be able to charge twice as fast that way.
I would think. I've never tested this. Now I have an older iPhone and I lay it down on a charger at night. So that's usually how I charge it. And every once in a while I got to plug it in. Like in my wife's car, there's a plug-in. You can play your music or get directions or whatever, but you got to plug it in. Right. And it doesn't work very well, the port. Completely unrelated, but very interesting.
Your port is on its last pins.
Yeah, I think stuff just gets in there.
Maybe.
I have Rick an iPhone. I think it's like an XR. It's old.
Which was around like 10-ish. That was like 10.
Yeah, I think it's 10.
I think I have 11, so like I'm like not that.
I don't have a case. I go no case.
I did that and I just broke the whole back of it, so I put a case on.
Oh, okay. See, I've dropped it a few times and the thing won't break. I think that because there's no case, I'm like much more careful with it. It's by far the longest I've ever had an iPhone. I'm going to see how long it goes.
You're tricking yourself into being more cautious.
Yeah, but I'm not really being that cautious. I'm not really that worried about it. So it's just the luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw, indeed. Luck of the draw in best ball, because sometimes you got to just ham and egg yourself around this golf course. And Greg, there was a lot of action on moving day in New Orleans. Remember, we started the day, every single team that made the cut within five shots of the lead. I can assure you that is no longer the case. There is a team that is 15 shots back. There are a bunch of teams that are 9 shots back because of the format, which offered the ability for these guys to go low, 60, 62, 62, et cetera. And also some of these high wins, Greg, the range of scores was massive.
It's fascinating because you think about the wins, and on a day like this, if it were individual stroke play, you know, four birdies on a day like this would be pretty good. And you take you and your partner and you both make four birdies and you don't make any bogeys as a team and your birdies are on different holes. You're talking about an 8-under round, which would be 64. So that would be a really quite a good day. And it didn't make up a whole lot of ground. But the point in saying that is it's not a hard thing to go out there and shoot 68 on a day like this because the winds are difficult. It's just harder to make birdies. But at the same time, the format, you kind of roll double sixes and both you and your partner are two of the hot golfers on the golf course feeding off of each other with a little momentum. And all of a sudden 59's in play. And it was in play in this round today.
It certainly was. We'll get to that team in just 1 second. We'll just get this done right out of the gate. Davis Thompson and Andrew Novak, Greg, the team that I've been just rooting for all week long, entered the day in a tie for first. They were one over after two holes. They went from first to last, and they are now out of it.
Completely out of it. You know, it can happen so quickly.
It did. It was like 14 minutes after they teed off, they were in last place.
They shot 68 today. I really like that team as well. And T19, it's like, you know, you're at 17 under. Are they?
Yes, Greg, it's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's over.
I appreciate your optimism.
Six shots back is a lot. But I feel at five shots back, if you're at 18 under, I think there's a chance, a slim, but a chance.
Well, the team that will enter Sunday with the lead is the team that went bonkers on Saturday. Zach Blair, Patrick Fishburne. Yeah, as everyone expected, went out in 29 and then birdied 10, 11, 13, 14, 15. Greg, they shot a 60, which featured three straight pars to end their round, including on the par 5 18th, in which Zach Blair had a pretty reasonable birdie putt. It goes begging, and they'll have to settle for a 60.
Settling for a 60 and a one-shot lead. Pretty good stuff out of them. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see this picture. There's a pretty significant height difference.
This might be the biggest delta between golfer teammate heights this week.
And this is one of the cases where there's a pretty big delta in club head speed as well.
Sure.
It's an interesting team. I mean, Patrick Fishburne has not played very much on the PGA Tour. Played on the Korn Ferry Tour last year. Gets to the PGA Tour this year. He's made two cuts, both in opposite field events. He is very long. And he's, you know, about a average putter, but basically his skill set is driving and putting. Now Zach Blair is not very long, and the difference in their club head speed is over 10 miles an hour. You're talking about Zach Blair being a 110 guy and Fishburne being a 121-122 guy. It's a pretty big difference, and they've come together to create quite a feisty team, especially in this format.
They are in at 23 under par. The closest chasers are Luke List and Henrik Norlander. They are 22 under par. Thanks to Greg, the second best round of the day, a 62. They had two different eagles on the card. They eagled number two, they eagled number 11, but because they parred 18, that means they only sadly played the par fives at 5 under. I guess that'll
yeah, 5 under with a par. Not bad. This is good stuff from them. Look, Luke List is an extremely talented player. We know that. He came in second at the Genesis, but Henrik Norlander's been struggling. He hasn't been playing a lot. He was interviewed after this round talking about how kind of the limited starts this year have, he has six starts in 2024. This is his seventh, and two of them have been on the Corn Ferry Tour. So it's been very limited from him. But when he has played, he has felt like he's a little more prepared for it. Instead of just going tournament to tournament, he goes into each one a little more ready. And he's actually enjoyed the circumstance and the situation. Think about where he's played well. It's been, I think, Mexico and perhaps Corrales. No, it wasn't Corrales. It was Puerto Rico, Mexico, Puerto Rico. He played pretty well. Some of the tropical events. But Henrik Norlander is very talented as well. He had a couple tough years back to back, and now he's on conditional status. So this is a huge week for him, and a win would be a much needed job security over the next 2 years.
Lukas won in the fall, Sanderson Farms, and then he also finished runner up in Riviera earlier this year. So those are right. His highlights. The 21 unders. Ryan Bram, Mark Hubbard, they've been hanging there basically all week long. Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry. Let's go with that team. And this was a very slow start, Greg. They were three under as they made the turn. It wasn't great. Their position on the leaderboard was like 17th or 18th. Then Shane Lowry hopped on Rory McIlroy's shoulders and they fired a 31 coming in. That's five under added up. It's an eight under 64. They're two shots off the lead, and Rory McIlroy was the one doing the vast majority of the damage in this round.
Yes, he absolutely was. And you think about the close, which I think is a really big deal. Heading into the final round of alternate shot, you now have an experienced team with a great position on the leaderboard, right? You're only two shots off the lead. And now for, you know, Patrick Fishburne and Zach Blair, Luke List and Henrik Norlander, Ryan Brehm and Mark Hubbard, you're looking at Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. All of a sudden you got a Ryder Cup team right there with you. They're not three or four back. They're right there in the mix. And so very quickly, this can turn into a little leaderboard gravity because of these two. And the birdie that Rory made at number 16, they were talking about it on the broadcast. He hit he hit iron off the tee and a very poor wedge. Very poor is probably strong. A poor wedge that made the putt while Shane Lowry's hitting it in the water. Shane Lowry flags it at 18 and it doesn't get the putt to fall. And then Rory gets up and down from the bunker after hitting a ridiculously cool second shot. That thing got so high in the air and is 3 feet from being on the green and having 20 feet for eagle, kicks into the bunker and he gets it up and down. So it was a really big finish to put themselves right in position to cap this off tomorrow.
Yeah, 21 under par, just two shots off the lead. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 teams at 20 under. Let's focus on the ones with the shortest odds. That's Nick Taylor, Adam Hadwin, who carded an 8 under 64. Greg, they only had one birdie streak, 9, 10, and 11. Other than that, they were not able to put multiple birdies together in a row. But I think this is still a fairly dangerous team as we head into the alternate shot format.
Oh, I think so too. The thing I like about this round is they just continued to put circles on the card throughout the day. There's the three par stretch to close it out, which is disappointing. You'd love to get 18, but all in all, they consistently made birdies throughout the day. And this is a sign of a team that has two very capable players, and they are capable of making birdie at any turn. They're good enough drivers of the golf ball, very good iron players, especially Nick Taylor. So both of these guys are really well-rounded. This is kind of how I would describe their games. And they're playing for something a little more than just a two-year exemption on the PGA Tour. They got a President's Cup in Montreal this year. And so a strong showing like this could really secure this duo of likely President's Cup team members onto that team. And that's a big deal for them.
They would get President's Cup points for this, right?
I
actually don't think so. So
I don't think they would.
The international team will utilize official world golf rankings. So this is a
no OWGR points for this.
No OWGR points. So that does not count. So no, so they will not. So what this would do is allow them to get into bigger events to allow them to get more OWGR points, but also put a little seed, in Captain Mike Weir's brain, like, hey, remember when we played team format? Remember that?
It's hard to ignore. Right. And all of a sudden, let's say Nick Taylor makes the team on points and Adam Hadwin's a fringe guy. You have you have a built-in team, a team that went out and beat Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay in theory. Right. So that's a big deal, even though it's a different kind of golf course. You want to get Canadians on the team anyway. And if two of them are winners together in this team format, it's significant and it's hard to ignore. So it would definitely be brownie points more than legitimate points.
Brownie points go a long way. And as of right now, if this ended right now, Nick Taylor would be fourth in the President's Cup standing. So he would be on the team automatically. Adam Hadwin is 10th. So I imagine he would also be selected by Captain Mike Weir. So good start to the week. And this could really boost their chances of being at Royal Montreal later this year.
Yeah.
We are going to continue this conversation. We've got to talk about the notables. We haven't talked about Xander and Cantlay yet. I wonder why. We haven't talked about the Fitzpatricks yet. Ooh, I wonder what could have happened to those guys. And then we have to assess the board and figure out how things might play out on Sunday. But first, we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there, and I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now, here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any US orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And we're back. Greg, what happened to Patrick Cantlay and Xander Schauffele, who yesterday shot a 67 in alt shot, and today they shot a 68 in best ball? They are down to a tie for 27th. They are 16 under par. They are 7 shots off the lead.
This is so disappointing. I think they did something similar last year, where they just struggled in best ball. But what happened in this round, if you look at this scorecard, I mean, they're 4 under through the first 9. If they go shoot 32 on the back 9 again, they get to 20 under. They're right there in the mix on pace. You know, you enter the day one off the lead, right there as a perennial favorite, and you're sort of keeping pace. That front 9-32 is in no way a hot streak in this format, but it's keeping pace. You're hanging in touch with the leaders. And if they're able to get something going on the back nine, well, all of a sudden they're right there heading into tomorrow and they're a force to be reckoned with. But they play the back nine even par. They missed a couple of short birdie opportunities, only made birdie at number 13. And then, of course, Patrick Cantlay hits it in the water at 18. Xander Schauffele gets a little conservative with the tee shot and ends up making bogey. And so for the second day in a row, they make bogey at 18, and now they're out of it.
They are, barring some miracle and collapse. It's over.
Is there any chance, Rick, that they beat, that they play better in foursomes than four ball for the week?
I think last year they were even. I think whatever, I think they shot like 131, 131 in the two.
I think they did too.
So there is a chance. They
would have to shoot, I think like 6 under tomorrow.
So they were 133 and 129. They were better last year in alternate shot than they were in.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty wild. And was that 63? They shot 63 in alternate shot. I remember that.
Yeah, 67, 63, 66, 66.
That's crazy.
It's pretty dirty.
Crazy.
Wow.
And so they could do it again this year because they shot 5 under yesterday. They're at 11 total for the best ball format. So they need a 6 under 66 tomorrow to tie that, which I don't think that would only get them to 22 under. So maybe that's the target that they set.
Not going to be good enough. The Fitzpatricks shot a 65, 7 under, didn't budge from their position. Tough time when you can shoot a 7 under 65 and not make up any ground on your peers. It was fine, Greg, but they needed more than fine based on where they entered this round. And they are currently in at 17 under par, which is going to be 6 shots back.
Yeah, a couple mistakes in the alternate shot. Like they make double at one in the second round. They made 2 bogeys in the best ball format on Thursday. And then those kind of mistakes just they just simply take you out of an event like this, especially when they pile up. It's too many bogeys. They made another one today. You should be playing the best ball format near bogey free. If you have one within the 2 rounds, that's okay, but you really shouldn't be making 4 bogeys in the best ball format. And then when you add in a double and another bogey in the foursome format, it makes it really tough. And so 65, yeah, it's a good round, but you needed a great round in order to get yourself back in contention.
And just to put a bow on some of the other big names, Colin Morikawa and Kurt Kitayama had their best round of the week. It was an 8 under 64. They still did make bogey on 17. So there was a little bit left to be desired out of this round, but they played much better on their second nine. I don't have any big takeaways from this, Greg, but just wanted to at least keep an eye on these two.
Yeah, it's very similar to the Fitzpatricks, but although the difference is they didn't make enough birdies. They only made two birdies yesterday. They were bogey free, and it just didn't quite make a big enough move. And they shot 6 under on Thursday, which was also bogey free. So they didn't make a bogey until 17 today, and not even really sniffing contention. You got to make birdies in these formats, and they made some, just not quite enough.
Let's see what Vegas has to say about this. I imagine that the Rory McIlroy, Shane Lowry group is going to be the group to beat. They're plus 270. Now, that's not that much not that much shorter than Patrick Fishburne and Zach Blair at plus 320 to win. Luke List and Henrik Norlander are 4-1. Brem, Hubbard, Taylor, and Hadwin, those two groups are each 10-1. And then you get everybody longer than that, Greg. Where are you potentially spending your hard-earned American dollars tonight?
Lowry and McIlroy, I believe, are going to win.
I do not believe they are going to win.
No.
If Lowry plays like he did today, they are cooked. If Lowry putts like he has the last couple of months, they are cooked.
Yeah.
If Rory makes a big number like he has all of 2024, they might be cooked. I just think they are on the knife edge right now.
Yeah, that could be Rick. Maybe I'm getting attached to the names here.
Hold on. They are also way better than guys named Fishburne, Blair, List, Norlander, Brem, Hubbard, Kim, Lee, right? Like, there's a lot of talent that makes up for that.
Yeah, exactly. And the things you point out are why I kind of stayed away from them and leaned towards Shoffley and Cantlay at the beginning of the week, because I was worried about those things. I do feel an energy with them that I think is going to allow their talent to shine through more than the recent form. So I think there's a break. I mean, Rory just seems so relaxed.
He does.
And it doesn't feel like this is the final round of the Masters. This feels like Rory going out to play golf with his good pal for over 25 years, Shane Lowry. And that's dangerous. Because for Fishburne and Blair and List and Norlander, specifically Norlander, Brem and Hubbard, I mean, this is a big deal. This is career changing kind of stuff.
For sure.
For Lowry and McIlroy, this is a getting ready for a Ryder Cup in 2 years, you know, or it's really just having fun in New Orleans playing golf. So I think that's a really big edge for them, and why I do think they're going to win. If it's not them, I'm looking now to total team talent. And I think you're looking at Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin. They played great last year in the foursomes, as Josh points out. They shot 63 in foursomes last year. I'm also looking at, I think Michael Kim and KH Lee have some really good upside. And I think CT Pan and Kevin Yu, with their ball striking acumen, could be really dangerous, especially if the wind gusts continue, tomorrow looks like it could be a rather difficult day. And having a ball striking duo like CT Pan and Kevin Yu could be very dangerous.
Yeah, I like that number on Taylor and Hadwin. That's where I would go tonight.
Yeah. I don't blame you for that.
Yeah. The rest of these guys, I mean, it was pretty easy. I don't want to say easy, but it's a lot different shooting a 60 early with nobody watching than trying to go to alt shot with a career trajectory change as a possible outcome with everybody watching.
Yeah, it's a nerve-wracking thing. So when you look at the at President's Cup stuff, this is, in your opinion, an opportunity, a little inspiration, but not a panic, nerve-wracking kind of moment.
No, I don't think so. You're talking about for the Canadians?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a, because they're both like, I think there's a good chance they're both going to make the team anyway. And they're both in position to make the team right now. I think this is like, hey, this is gravy. Let's go out and just like go do it. I don't think that it's, I think it's only positive vibes and like extra credit as opposed to, holy crap, I need to win this to show Captain Mike that I deserve a spot.
Right. They were probably penciled in on the list initially.
Yes.
And now they may be playing for a pairing together too.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. Exactly. And that would be an electric, that pairing in Canada would be electric, especially after the Canadian Open last year.
Be so sick. So sick. Okay. Well, listen, 24 hours from now, we'll know. And we will toast them on the first cut as soon as the tournament is over and we get done our writing and HQ duties. But we're going to put a pin in it until then. And I'm going to say big thanks to producer Josh, who does all the hard work behind the scenes. That right there, it's Greg Ducharme. You can find him on Twitter at TheRealGFD, and you can find me at RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.